This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay, let's see. It's been 25 years, believe it or not, since the first Final Destination movie hit theaters and spawned the creation of the franchise that revolves around characters who've managed to dodge a brush with death, then only to find themselves picked off by one of the incidents where they would meet a grisly fate. So,
why is it always grisly, Mike? Like, as far as things go, death just wants you dead. I understand that general premise, so it's like, all right, you got away with it this time. I'm just going to kill you. But, like, no one ever just gets hit by a bus.
Well, death isn't exactly happy that you because the whole thing is that you figured out his plan to some degree.
So he's being kind of petty to make
bit.
It. All right.
Yeah.
I just believe it's one
of them. And they did, like, a good job of, like, using, like, kind of examples that we've all been in. Like, I if you've driven for 10 years, you've been behind a logging truck.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
man.
Tell me that one. What happens?
Oh,
I get freaked out.
Have you not
those.
Seen this one?
No.
Yeah, it's exactly what you think it is. Somebody ends up behind it, and I forget the circumstances, but...
Were they in Oregon?
The chains that bind that logging the logs on that truck, something came loose, and they start bouncing all over the damn road till one gets sent through the driver's a windshield.
Yeah, man, they weren't crushed. That's okay. What I'm saying. Death didn't just crush you with the log. It said, nah, man, I'm putting it through the windshield.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Bless you.
Bless you. So I guess there are six of these with the release of Final Destination Bloodlines. And
have you seen any of them?
I have not.
Really?
Yeah.
Grossed over $185 million on a $50 million budget. So they're saying it's pretty good and it's done real well. But according to the news service in Argentina, it contributed to that total when they went to see the film in a movie theater in the city of La Plata on May 19th, only to find themselves thrust into their own version of a Final Destination situation. Fiamma Villaverde said she decided to take her 11-year-old daughter to the movie on a whim, and it was nearing the conclusion when they heard a really loud noise. Now, they initially assumed that came from the speakers, before a chunk of the ceiling fell down and hit her while striking her shoulder, back, knee, ankle, and head.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we just have one of these in Washington? Like
Wenatchee? We did. Was it Wenatchee? We definitely had one here in Washington. I want to say they were sitting in the front row, maybe, and it came down in the second or vice versa. But if I remember correctly, if the couple in Washington had been one row different, they wouldn't have been able to tell
now,
their own story.
I guess all this stuff barely missed her 11-year-old daughter, and the chunk barely missed her head because of the angle she was sitting. And while she wasn't seriously injured, she was understandably less than thrilled that she was forced to endure the situation in the first place. There's been no official explanation. They were not given a refund. And the movie,
what?
And the movie was, in fact, stopped.
Well, they didn't get hit.
We're not refunding you. You're fine.
Hey, you're right.
You almost got hit, so we almost refunded you.
You went to a scary movie and got scared. There you go.
And Final Destination is the perfect movie. What was the first?
The Swarm.
How old were you when you saw it? And what was the first movie that scared you to death? Other than, say, Jaws. I mean,
so,
like a horror movie.
I've said this one because I don't remember much of the movie, but I remember when I was a kid, I believe it was Ghostbusters 2 that came out.
All right.
And I remember it was on TV at one point, and I don't know why I ended up watching this, but there's a scene where this weird pink slime thing comes out of the damn bathtub. just right out of the faucet of the bathtub. And I was young enough to where that was the freakiest damn thing that I could have ever imagined. And I legit was scared to take a bath for like weeks after that. I was freaked out, dude.
I can tell you, for me, it was a goddamn killer clowns from outer space.
Now, did you already not like clowns, or are they the reason that
that
you
they
like?
Helped a ton.
Okay. God, that movie's so stupid.
Because as a kid, clowns were just wacky. Right. And then
it turns out your mind.
Not now. They're scary and you don't want to see them.
Okay. Yeah, it was Alien, man. And my parents took me. I was 10, right? And so in my mind, when you said a movie like Alien, my mom would watch Star Trek. I'm like, right. All right, I've seen aliens before, whatever. I had no idea what the premise of this movie was. And I thought it was a great movie, but I've never been that scared in my life. And I mean, like, for weeks afterwards, man. You're just laying in your bedroom and you're staring at the closet door. And I'm like, that thing can be any freaking where, man. And then you tell, well, it's in outer space. I'm like, but you don't know that. It could be any. I mean, there's always a moment, I think, for all kids where you see something scary. And like you said, Ted, the concept of what they are is entirely different than anything you've ever thought.
Yeah.
Clowns are funny. The clown trip. Not these clowns, Ted.
No.
These clowns will kill you. Right. It just blows your mind.
Yeah. And some of them come off looking nice, and then they were murderous.
Mm-hmm.
And you said The Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
I remember The Swarm.
No, what was The Swarm?
The Swarm was a movie about bees. So my
bad 70s movie,
so
but yeah.
This is a theater downtown that has one movie theater.
Yep.
They have maybe two movies they show on and off, back and forth. So one was The Swarm, and my grandmother called the movie theater, and she said, I want to take my grandson to a movie. What's playing? And they gave the times and said, the movie is The Swarm. And she's like, is it kid-friendly? And the woman's like, oh, yeah, it's kid-friendly. Well, the movie was rated R. All right, this is 1978. The first scene, I will never forget, it's this couple, and they are getting ready to kind of make out in this car, and it's underneath this tree.
Classic.
And then the swarm comes and gets them.
My God.
It came through its vent, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize that was the first scene, but yeah.
The swarm comes in the entire car. Now, keep in mind, you're already seeing some action, two young lovers kind of thing. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, man, they are just decimated by the swarm, and the bees have locked the doors.
Right. Oh my.
Like the whole thing is just happening, and they're basically just getting eaten. No, I looked this thing up. Starring Michael Caine.
All right.
Oh, no way.
Henry Fonda.
Oh, my God.
Richard Chamberlain. Fred McMurray, who was a TV actor back in the day. Patty Duke. Yeah. Looking at the list of people who are in this movie. Like,
this was a massive movie.
This was like a B-level, you know, shock horror.
No
movie.
Pun intended.
But so apparently I freaked out. So I think we were in there for no more than 15 minutes before my grandmother grabbed me by the arm and yanked me out. Like, you're not watching this crap.
Really? She didn't get through the whole movie.
I think my grandma was kind of freaked out too.
Uh huh.
So, but either way, she's like, this is not appropriate for you. And I'm like, I didn't want to stay. But she asked me, I'm like, get me out of here, man. Like, I'm not used to horror movies. This is not my genre. But that was the first one where I was like, man. It freaked me out.
I remember that scene. I remember, as far as The Swarm goes, I remember they took down a helicopter, and that blew my mind because as a kid, the helicopter was coming to save the day. So I'm like, all right, everything's going to end well. Well, then the helicopter crashes and the bees take him out. Then there's a guy who'd been in most of the movie, and he's got the protective bee gear on, right?
Fantastic.
So it didn't matter where he'd been. He understood the situation, but he wasn't getting stung. He's one of the scientists. And this is so stupid, but as a kid, this blew my mind. So same movie, it's toward the end now, and he's trying to rescue these two people at a house. And as best I remember, they happen to be at a costume party. So the one guy's dressed as a pirate. So protected beer guy's like, hey, you need to leave the house. Get in my van. Get out before this swarm comes. And they're like, cool. Well, naturally, as soon as they get outside, well, the bees have shown
my
up.
My God.
Yeah,
so
there.
Protected bee guy that's been in the movie, he should be fine. Oh, no. No, what goes wrong? The guy dressed as a pirate is now swinging his sword around, right? Because all the bees are attacking.
That's how you kill bees.
That's how you kill bees. And it slices this guy's protective bee gear crap.
God.
Seriously, it's just a slit. And then all of the bees somehow know that this teeny tiny slit has been made.
Get him!
Oh, yeah. And so I remember, this is so stupid, but at the end of the scene, right? Because they have that clear like plastic on their face kind of thing. They showed that thing filling up with bees. And as a kid, I'm like, there it is. There's the nightmare. Not getting stung, but the fact that your head is stuck basically in a tank with bees.
Do they ever, like, explain what has set these bees off?
They may have, but we were kids when we saw it, so it didn't matter.
Sure.
It did not matter what they said. The point is, there's a lot of bees here, and people are dying. Well, and, of course, they killed everyone.
The next summer, my neighbor got stung by bees cutting grass, and his face was swollen up. and my mom had to take him to the hospital. So when he came over to the house, because his wife was not home, you know, he shows up at the door, and he's all swollen. I'm like, what's going on, Bill? You know, like, what's happening? He's like, I need your mom. She needs to take me to the hospital. I'm like, what happened? I got just stung by a bunch of bees. And I'm like, oh, no.
He's going to die.
Because I never had an interaction with
them. Right.
I've never been stung before. I'm like, I've seen this movie.
You're going to die, man.
I know exactly what happened.
They're coming, man.
I get stung by a tongue of bees.
You led them here.
This is not even a joke. This text came in from my wife at 2:40. Someone hit a beehive, basically, at the end of our driveway. There are bees all over the place. I was on the street. I was walking the dog. Just speaking of the
swarm. So right now you have bees at your house?
Yeah, she sent the text like 30 minutes ago. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Basically, where this beehive went down, I don't know how big it is. I do not know how many bees are involved in this. I don't know if it's like swarm-level events or just a hive of pissed-off bees.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
But the fact you brought up the swarm, and this is the text I just got. I'm like, cool.
Good times.
Did you guys watch Candyman? Did that kind of reset all that same fear with you?
No, I was old enough that Candyman didn't bug me too much.
Because he actually had.
That was a big one, too.
Yeah.
But you couldn't say it three times.
Did you ever do it? Did you ever look in the mirror and do it?
I've been in a room where somebody did it, and we like punched them, and we're like, stop!
It's like a Ouija board.
It is, man.
Yeah. Would you do it now?
No.
As a grown man?
Yes. I don't tempt that crap, dude. I don't believe in it, but I don't tempt it.
If I have to get up to pee in the middle of the night, like, the first thing I'm doing is like putting my hand in that bathroom and clicking on the light because it's dark. And
I don't
I'm
need
like,
anything in there.
Yeah, I don't know why. The bathroom's the only room as an adult where it's like, I need a little light.
You ever walk in there and you have to like shoot the shower curtain open? Like, who's back there?
Yeah.
I do that all the time, too.
Yeah. You know what I do? It, in there. And I just did it yesterday. If I've been gone for a day or two, make sure there's nobody in here.
Yes.
I don't know.
Walk through, make sure you didn't walk in on anybody.
Yes. Yeah.
They're hiding in there, Miles.
Jesus.
That's they get you.
No closet door. The shower.
No.
I don't know why. They don't mess with closet doors in my head.
Nah, closet door was the go-to. In my world, man, it was a closet door.
Yeah.
You think it's just your clothes in there. There's something real bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.